Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Deep Jungle Pressure lesson, where we're building a dark, subsign-driven atmosphere with an edit's first workflow. The whole point here is not just to make a loop that sounds cool in isolation, but to build a section that feels alive, haunted, and ready for the dance floor. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker roller styles, the difference between something that just cycles and something that really hits is usually in the edits. How the breaks move, how the bass phrases breathe, and how the atmosphere supports the groove without smothering it. We're going to build this like a pressure blueprint. That means a clean mono sub, a textured mid-bass, edited jungle breaks, and dark atmosphere layered in a way that gives you tension and motion. We'll keep everything realistic to an actual production session, using stock Ableton tools, so this is something you can come back to and use again and again. Start by setting up your session with a clear track layout. Keep things organized from the beginning, because edits-based production gets messy fast if you're not disciplined. Set up tracks for your main break, break edits or fills, sub-bass, mid-bass, atmosphere, and FX. Then create return tracks for short reverb, delay, and some kind of dirt or parallel saturation. If you're aiming for classic jungle pressure, put your tempo around 174 BPM. That gives the breaks a tight, energetic bounce and keeps the whole thing feeling urgent without rushing. Now, before you get lost in drum edits, build the foundation first. The sub, load operator on a MIDI track and use a pure sine wave as your source. Keep it simple. This is not the place for complexity. In fact, a great dark DNB subline usually feels powerful because it is restrained. Write a short two-bar phrase that follows the kick and break pocket, but doesn't just blindly hit every downbeat. Give it a long note on beat one, then some shorter answering notes after the snare, and maybe one pickup note leading into the next bar. That kind of phrasing creates movement without making the low end messy. Set the amp envelope so the attack is fast and the release is tight. You want the notes to separate clearly. If the release is too long, the sub will smear across the fast rhythm and blur the groove. After operator, add saturator for a little controlled harmonic weight. Don't overdo it. Just enough drive to make the sub read on smaller systems. Then add EQ8 and high pass gently around 20 to 30 HE to clean up useless rumble. Keep the sub mono. That's non-negotiable. Any movement you want here should come from note rhythm and arrangement, not stereo widening. Once the sub is solid, create the mid-bass layer. This is the attitude layer, the shadow behind the sub. You can use wave-eatable, analog, or even a resampled audio tone. A restyle sound works really well here. Start with a saw bass tone or a couple of detuned saws, but keep the detune modest. You want pressure, not a giant smeared wash. Add a low-pass filter and automate it lightly later so the bass can breathe over time. Then carve out the low end with EQ so it doesn't fight the sub. Usually, you want that mid layer cut below roughly 80 to 120 HE, depending on the sound. Group the sub and mid bass together into a bass bus. That helps you treat them like one instrument, which is exactly what they should feel like in the mix. If you compress the bus, keep it light, just enough to glue the layers together. Too much compression and you flatten the groove. The sub should be the engine, and the mid-bass should be the character. Now move to the break. This is where the jungle energy really comes alive. Load a breakbeat and think like an editor, not just a loop player. If you want more control, slice the break to a new MIDI track and start rearranging the hits. Keep the snare backbeat strong, but add ghost notes, tiny sliced hits, and little phrase fills at the end of your two-bar and four-bar sections. That's the kind of detail that makes a break feel like it's breathing. A strong intermediate workflow is to duplicate the break and give yourself two versions. Keep one version as the core groove and make the second version busier with a few extra cuts, reverses, and mutes. Then alternate them every four or eight bars. That gives the track variation without losing identity. Use drum bus lightly to give the break some punch and grit, and use EQ8 to clean up mud or harshness, especially in the hats and lower mids. If the break is losing snap, a little transient shaping or some careful clip envelope editing can help bring the impact back. Here's an important coaching point. Don't quantize all the life out of the break. Jungle works because of human feeling movement. You want the groove to feel intentional, but not rigid. A little inconsistency is part of the magic. One bar can be busier, the next bar slightly emptier. That contrast is what makes the edit feel alive. Now bring in atmosphere, but be careful here. The goal is depth and dread, not a blanket of reverb washing over everything. Use a texture track with field recordings, vinyl noise, ambience, or a synthesized noise layer. Shape it with filtering so it sits in the background. High pass it so it doesn't crowd the low end, and low pass it if it gets too bright. A slow filter movement can do a lot of work here. In the intro, let the atmosphere establish the space. As the drums come in, pull back some of the top end so the break takes the front seat. In the drop, keep enough atmosphere to hold the mood, but not so much that it takes over the mix. If you want width, widen the atmosphere, not the low end. That's a big difference. Keep the sub and the low bass centered, and let the texture spread out around them. That creates depth without weakening the core. Now comes the part where the arrangement starts to feel like a real track. Call and response. Think of your phrases as a conversation between drums and bass. Maybe the sub answers the break in bars 1 and 2, then the break takes more of the spotlight in bars 3 and 4, while the bass backs off a little. Then the bass comes back with a variation in bars 5 and 6, and by bars 7 and 8 you create a little stop, a reverse hit, or a snare drag to push into the next section. That pattern of question and answer gives the section momentum. This is where little FX moves can make a huge difference. A tiny delay throw on the last snare of a phrase, a reverse crash into the next hit, or a one-beat stop before the drop can make the re-entry hit harder. Use echo or reverb sparingly and only where it actually supports the phrasing. If every bar is full of effects, nothing feels special. Automation is where the pressure really gets built. Don't just automate volume, automate tone, density, and tension. Open the atmosphere slightly over 8 bars. Add a little more distortion to the mid-bass. Thin out the break in one or two places so the groove has room to breathe. Then, right before the drop, clear the space and let the sub land clean. That contrast is what makes the impact feel massive. A smart build is usually about control, not constant escalation. A really important idea here is decision gaps. After a strong edit, give the listener a moment where things simplify. Even a half bar of restraint can make the next change feel much bigger. A lot of intermediate producers keep stacking more and more, but in dark jungle, silence or space can hit harder than another layer. For the drop arrangement, don't make the first 4 bars the loudest and densest thing in the world. Let the groove establish itself. Bars 1 through 4 should set the identity. Bars 5 through 8 can add a little variation, maybe a ghost hit, a bass turnaround or a small break edit. Then strip one element out in bars 9 through 12 so the section breathes again. Bring the full energy back in bars 13 through 16 with a fill or transition. That way the drop evolves instead of just looping. The second half of the drop should feel like a smart variation, not a full reset. That's how you keep DJ-friendly energy, while still making the tune feel like it's moving forward. In darker DNB, restraint often feels heavier than complexity. A simple two-note bass answer can hit harder than a busy pattern if the edits around it are tight. Before you finish, route your drums to a drum bus, your basses to a bass bus, and your atmosphere to its own bus. This gives you control over the overall shape. On the drum bus, use drum bus carefully for punch and weight, but don't overdo the boom or you'll cloud the low end. On the bass bus, check that the sub is still clean and mono. Add only the lightest compression if the low end is jumping around too much. On the master, leave headroom while you write. You want to hear the groove, not crush it into loudness too early. A great final habit is to listen quietly, even in mono, while you're checking balance. If the sub, snare, and main texture still read at low volume, your arrangement is probably working. If the bass disappears when the drums come back in, the low-end balance needs attention. Avoid the common traps, making the sub too busy, widening the low end, over-editing the break, drowning the drums in reverb, or letting the bass and kick fight for the same space. And if the groove feels weak, don't automatically add more stuff. Often the fix is to simplify the bass and let the edits breathe. If you want to push this further, think in layers of attention. Ask yourself what the listener should be following right now, the drum, the sub, or the texture. If all three are fighting for attention at once, the groove loses authority. Make each 8-bar block earn its next move. Small changes every bar usually aren't as effective as one strong shift at the end of the phrase. For practice, try building a short 8-bar pressure phrase. Make a pure sine subline and operator, add a filtered mid-bass, create 2 versions of a break, and arrange them so the first 4 bars are stable while the last 4 bars get denser. Add 1 atmosphere layer and automate the filter slightly over the final 4 bars. Put a snare reverb throw or delay throw on the last bar only. Then listen in mono and make sure the sub still holds together. The big takeaway is simple. Let the sub stay disciplined. Let the break edits create motion and let the atmosphere tell the story. If those 3 things work together, your track will start to feel like proper rave pressure. Ableton Live 12 gives you everything you need with stock tools like operator, wave editable, auto filter, drum bus, utility, EQ8, echo and reverb. The real magic is in how you use them. When you get the balance right, the result is a deep jungle section that feels alive, dark, and ready for the floor. That's the vibe. That's the pressure. And that's the blueprint.